What if I told you that the ugliest color combo you can think of might be the most powerful thing you've ever created? Well, welcome back to Oddfish Energy. I'm Stephen Bross, and this episode is all about color. But not the kind you learn about in art class. This is about using color to disrupt, to evoke, and to start a feeling before the viewer even knows why they're feeling it. This isn't a tutorial, it's more about a rebellion. Color isn't just there to make you think and to make things look nice. It's there as a tool for disruption, an emotional frequency you can crank up to 100 until it starts to rattle the art frame. Forget everything you're told about what color means. In this space, neon can cry, pastels can scream, and ugly, man, ugly can be legendary. So if you ever felt like your color choices were, well, too much, or your style didn't follow the rules good, you're exactly where you need to be. This is your permission to let go of the polite design and start using color like it wants to be used, loud, emotional, and absolutely unignorable. Color is an energy. It's not just an aesthetic. Here's the thing about color. Most of us are taught to treat it like a seasoning. Sprinkle a little here, a little there. You know, keep it pretty, keep it balanced. But what color isn't seasoning? It's the whole damn fire. Color moves people. It can comfort, agitate, excite, or punch you in the gut. And it can do all of these things before anyone knows what your artwork is even about. I've seen it over and over. A student brings in something that's technically breaking every good design rule in the book. It's total chaos. Saturated reds smashing in the acid greens, dark textures crashing in the pastel blobs. It's uncomfortable, but it's brilliant. And that's the shift. When you start to see color as an emotion, not just as aesthetics, you stop asking, does this look right? And start asking, does this feel what it needs to say? It's okay if that question feels uncomfortable at first. You're not messing up. You're learning how to listen to your instincts. And those instincts, that's what they're going to set you and your work apart from the rest of the other designers. Color is the first feeling your viewer gets. Don't let it whisper when it could possibly scream. So if your art feels a little too polite, maybe it's time to push back. Start with the emotion you want to get across and then ask the question, what color would express this if words weren't allowed? That's where the magic is going to start. Sometimes we have to reclaim the wrong colors. Let's talk about color combos that make your brain flinch a little. Lime green next to neon pink. Well, it just reminds me of my ski outfit in the 80s. Muddy brown crashing into electric blue. That color feels like they shouldn't go together at all. But here's the truth. Sometimes those wrong colors are exactly what your piece needs. Think about it. We're so used to hearing what's appropriate. Complementary colors only. Don't use too many bold hues. But who made those rules? And more importantly, who are you making art for? If the goal is to blend in, then sure, play it safe. But if your work is about saying something, about making people feel something, sometimes you need to get a little uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is where tension lives, and tension, that's where art gets interesting. I want you to imagine a moment in your life, right? Something messy, something raw. Now try to express it in a calm, neutral palette. Doesn't quite hit as hard, does it? But throw in something jarring, something that vibrates or clashes, and suddenly that moment feels real. There's no such thing as an ugly palette, only an honest one. So if a color makes you hesitate or second-guess yourself, that might be your signal to, well, lean in. Let your colors be wild. Let them be loud. Let them be yours. That emotional warping of color, right? Here's a question no one asks in art class, but probably should have. What happens when you take a joyful moment and paint it with sorrow? This is where color stops being correct and starts being powerful, because there's a real kind of magic that happens when you use color to contradict the mood of your piece, when you take what the viewer expects to feel and flip it. Think about a celebration scene, but it's washed in dark hues. Dark blues, dark greens, muted purples. Suddenly something feels off. That's tension. There's a bit of a mystery to that. Maybe even a little heartbreak. That tension, that storytelling, that's what makes someone pause and stay with your work. You created a layer that goes deeper than the surface of what you're trying to push or even what they may be thinking. And you didn't even need a face, a word, or a line, or a text to do that. And honestly, that's the kind of mood and move that separates a good artist from a storyteller. It's that moment you stop designing for what makes sense and start creating for what feels true. Safe colors tell you what to feel. Rebellious colors make you question it. Take a feeling you know well. Grief, joy, boredom, rage, and give it the wrong colors. Let the palette warp it, bend it, distort it until it says something new. You're not just using color anymore, you're using contradiction. And contradiction, that's where emotional impact lives. One story from this rebellious kind of aspect was awesome. I believe her name was Maya. Well, let's just call her Maya. Remember, I'm a teacher. I can't be giving out everyone's names. But a first project, man, she came in with this piece that was honestly looked like it broke every good design rule in the book. It was chaotic, saturated with red, smashing into acid greens, dark textures crashing into pastel blobs. It was uncomfortable, but it was brilliant. When we asked her what it was about, she said, "I wanted to feel like a panic attack in a candy store." And that stuck with me, not because it was polished or pretty, but because it felt true to her comment. You couldn't look away. It made you feel something in your chest, and you didn't even understand it right away. But when she gave us that title, it just made sense, and it made you feel what she was trying to get you to feel. That's what rebellious colors do. They bypass logic. It bypasses art school checklists, and it hits people in the gut. You don't need perfect shading. You don't need fancy tools. You just need intention. You need a voice and color. Color is one of the fastest ways to tap into both. Look at Basquiat. His colors weren't clear or orderly. They were loud. They clashed. They dripped off the canvases like it couldn't be contained. Or look at Kandinsky, painting music, literally letting sounds become hues. Or in today, we see glitch artists turning the digital mistake into art that feels alive. Every artist you admire, at some point, they stopped asking if their colors were correct and started asking if they were honest. So if your work feels messy, unsure, a little chaotic, good. Stay there. That's not failure. That's friction. And friction is how you sharpen your creative voice. Here's a little wrap up and color challenge, right? If you made it this far, you already know we're not just talking about color anymore. We're talking about the word permission. Permission to trust yourself, to choose emotion over harmony, to make people feel, even if it makes them uncomfortable. And if that sounds like rebellion, good, well, it is. Here's what I want you to try this week. You don't need a full project. You don't need to overthink it. Just pick an emotion, a real one, something you've been sitting with, joy, jealousy, grief, hope, then give it the wrong colors, right? Give it the wrong colors, the ones that don't belong, the ones that feel off, and let those colors lead. Make something that's emotionally true, even if it's visually uncomfortable. That might mean clashing some colors, mudding up the waters, washing out grays, or something that should feel bright. Whatever it is, follow that feeling. And when you're done, don't ask if it's good. Ask if it says what you needed it to say. Color isn't just a tool, it's a voice. And the louder, the messier, the more honest it gets, the more it sounds like you. So go ahead, start your color riot, and I'll see you in the chaos. Hey, if this episode lit a fire under your sketchbook or just gave you something to think about, there's so much more where that came from. So head over to www.oddfishenergy.com. It's packed with bold and weird and wildly fun courses designed to help you build your portfolio that's loud, authentic, and undeniably yours. If this pod helped you today, share it with your fellow rebels. Leave a review, drop a few stars. Seriously, it means a lot and helps more artists find this crew. Keep sketching loudly, stay iconic, and as always, make it weird enough to stick in their brains forever. I'm Steve Bross, and I'll catch you in the next one.